Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's national security advisor says the deadly violence that broke out at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, meets the definition of terrorism. H.R. McMaster, in an interview on ABC News, described the cars ramming into a crowd of counter-protesters Saturday and killing 32-year-old Heather Heyer as a criminal act that may be motivated by this hatred and bigotry. 19 others were injured, and two Virginia State Police troopers who had been monitoring the unrest from the air were killed in a helicopter crash. The victims were remembered at a vigil Sunday in Charlottesville, while people in multiple cities across the U.S. gathered to protest the violence and criticize Donald Trump's response for not explicitly condemning far-right groups. Vice President Mike Pence condemned those far-right organizations.
We have no tolerance for hate and violence from white supremacists, neo-Nazis, or the KKK. These dangerous fringe groups have no place in American public life and in the American debate, and we condemn them in the strongest possible terms.
Vice President Mike Pence. The top U.S. general says the United States and its South Korean allies are working through a number of technical issues before the United States' Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System can be fully deployed on the Korean Peninsula. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joe Dunford told reporters he and South Korean President Moon Jae-in did not talk about the specific timeline for THAAD's full deployment during their meeting Monday in Seoul. VOA News. China announced Monday it's banning imports of coal, iron ore, seafood, and other products from North Korea in line with new United Nations sanctions approved earlier this month. Chinese leaders had pledged to fully enforce the sanctions, which China and the other members of the UN Security Council unanimously adopted in response to North Korean ballistic missile tests. The sanctions could block as much as $1 billion in North Korean exports. China's Commerce Ministry said the new trade ban will be fully in place by September 5th. U.S. President Donald Trump and other members of his administration have urged China to use its position as North Korea's most important ally to pressure the country to give up its nuclear weapons program. The United States is condemning the murders of seven Syrian White Helmet civil defense members in rebel-controlled Idlib province. The White Helmets say unidentified gunmen shot the seven members dead during a raid on their base Saturday in the town of Sarmin, west of Idlib city. No one has claimed responsibility. The Syrian rebel group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, which controls Idlib province, condemned what it calls an ugly crime and vows to hunt down the killers and protect the White Helmets. The White Helmets are Syrian civil defense workers who volunteer to rush in with no hesitation to pull civilians out of bombed buildings in rebel-held areas. Burkina Faso's security forces have ended their operation against gunmen who opened fire Sunday on a restaurant in the country's capital, killing at least 18 people and wounding eight. Communications Minister Remy Dangeno said the dead are mainly children and women, and the toll would likely rise. The nationalities of the victims are reported to include Burkinabes and foreigners. Burkina Faso President Rochmar Christian Kabore said the raid was a despicable attack that has Ouagadougou in mourning. In a Twitter message, the president said the fight against terrorism is a long-term struggle. French President Emmanuel Macron and Kabore are set to talk about the attack Monday. Burkina Faso is a former French colony. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence encountered resistance from Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos Sunday over President Donald Trump's threat to use military action in Venezuela. Speaking at a joint news conference with Santos in Cartagena, Pence did not rule out using military force, but he did not directly talk about it either. Pence, however, told the Colombian president that the U.S. would much prefer what he called a peaceable solution for Venezuela. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.